This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now, let's look at this Orioles lineup, and let's start with Gunnar Henderson. And Gunnar's right now, he's got some people worried out there because his status for opening day right now is up in the air. And look, we'll see what happens. I still subscribe to the idea that we will see Gunnar out there. But Brandon Hyde told the media yesterday that Gunnar is dealing with a very mild intercostal strain. Brandon Hyde said he is feeling better, but he's hopeful for opening day. Also, Andrew Kittredge, he got an MRI on his left knee. They'll get multiple opinions. So that's also something, right? When you start seeing multiple opinions.
Yeah, right. that means that you didn't like the first
No. So yeah, that's probably one that I'm more so holding my breath on. But the Gunnar Henderson of it all.
Hyder sounded like Harbs, you know, because all of a sudden, you know, because you think, well, Gunnar's back any day. And then Hyder comes yesterday. Well,
change of plans.
Yes. Now, regular season? What? I mean, that, Norm, did that shock you?
A little bit. I mean, intercostal, I'd never heard that before.
No,
but it's a
muscle between the ribs.
Your rib muscle. So I don't know. Seems like it should be just as simple as rest. No different than any other muscle strain, I would think. So I mean,
but if he's out till the start of the regular season, that's 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and like when he did it, I mean, it looked, you know, I mean, he reached up for a line drive.
Yeah.
And, you know, who would have thought that 6 weeks? But my thing is it's probably not swinging the bat because you can't. I've had cracked ribs before. You can't do a lot. So how far behind is he? All right, is... Now, when they say, you know, hopefully he's ready for the regular season opener, does that mean that he's had, you know, batting practice and stuff? Or that's the first day that he's healthy then?
Yeah, I would have to imagine he'll have to swing a bat before the morning of opening day.
I would hope.
To send him out there. I would think that would be the case. And look, we'll see. Gunnar is a very competitive guy. I'm sure he's doing everything he can to make it so that he is out there in Toronto for opening day. But no doubt it sucks because, look, it doesn't change the landscape of the Orioles season in my mind. But it's never a great feeling for a fan, I would imagine, to hear about the best player on the team not potentially being out there on the first day of the season.
Who lines up at shortstop if he's not there opening day?
Fair question. I mean, Ramon Arias seems like the plug and play because you wouldn't want to move Holiday back.
No,
I mean, he's all in on second base.
No.
So he's locked in there. Westberg's not as much of a shortstop as he is third and second.
Right.
And Arias can really play any spot in the infield. So I think a short term, that would be the guy. And Jorge Mateo's off the table for now. They could get by, but I'm going to assume he's ready for opening
day. That's where I'm still leaning. I'm still leaning he'll be out there. But even once he is, and assuming that he is out there for opening day and beyond, looking at this lineup, Gunnar has been their leadoff hitter for the bulk of the last couple of seasons, which is kind of this nuanced version of the leadoff hitter these days, starting it off with power. You look at Kyle Schwarber out in Philly. It's been the same thing for him. Do you expect Nolan for Gunnar to be the leadoff hitter again this year?
I think it's an interesting debate. And really, it hinges on some of the other guys in the lineup. You know, can someone like Cedric Mullins or even Adley Rutschman, who's been batted leadoff at times, does another option present itself? I don't have a problem with him batting leadoff like some people do. And just looking at plate appearances, games played, you ask yourself, well, how much of a difference does it really make to have a guy bat leadoff? How many more at-bats does he really get over the span of a season? I was asking myself the same thing. In 2023, Gunnar played in 150 games. Last year, 159. So a 9-game difference. You're thinking, all right, how many more at-bats could that possibly be? 35, 40?
Mm-hmm.
Almost 100. He had 97 more plate appearances in 2024 than he did 23. That, and we talk about it, you want your best hitter to have the most at-bats in any given game. And when you put that over the span of 162, you see right there, I mean, damn near 100 at-bat difference. To me, that's substantial. So the debate is really, how much do you value that versus moving him down a couple spots
to get some RBIs,
to get more RBIs? Because last year, a great season, 37 homers, 92 RBIs, most of that in the leadoff spot. If he was batting third, cleanup even, maybe even second at times, is he 110, 115 RBIs? Is his, you know, a 9.1 WAR season, does that surpass 10? You know, is he beating out Witt for MVP in that case? So I think it's an interesting debate, but for now, I got no problem leaving him as is.
Where does Witt bat, third?
I'm pretty sure Bobby Witt was leading off most of the time last year watching those Royal games.
And they like his speed, too. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an interesting, it's kind of a, what is your preference, right? And Gunnar is a guy that I like him at the leadoff because he gets the game started with a bang a lot of times. Whether it's a home run, whether it's a, you know, him dick turning a single into a double out of pure hustle, I like that energy at the top of the lineup. Sure, it'd be great to turn the clock back and have Cedric Mullins be the leadoff hitter again, and that way you could move Gunnar back a little bit to get more RBIs. But I like Gunnar there. Westberg would be another option for me, considering just how efficient he is at the plate. But I like his RBI. I like the way he's able to drive in RBIs as well. So until further notice, Adley's not there for me right now. I still want to see it. Obviously, Jackson, guys like that, Colton Kowser will be further into the middle to the back end of the lineup. I'm curious to see where Kowser slots in. And later on in the show, we'll talk about how they go about filling Anthony Santander's role as the cleanup hitter in this lineup.
Yesterday.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're going to have to figure out a lot of different things. But I think in terms of the leadoff spot with Gunnar, assuming he's going to be healthy, I think they could leave him there and the lineup would still be fine. I love the stat that you gave about all the additional plate appearances for him as well, because that's the guy that you want at the plate when it all matters.
But, I mean, for RBI's sake, you know, I mean, the first inning, yeah, you're leading off. But, you know, once you get right through the rotation, right, you know,
that's the other part of it. I mean, everyone says, oh, I want that table setter. Well, you're only guaranteed once,
right,
one opportunity a game. You get lucky maybe twice.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. This old idea of, oh, you got to have your lineup structured this way with the contact hitter with speed and leadoff, mm-hmm, and then, you know, somewhat power in 2, 3, 4. I mean, I think those days are gone.
And the reality is they don't have that guy right now. Who is that contact hitter with speed for them? I don't think they have that dude right now. They have guys that sure can hit for contact, but most of these guys are hitting for power, and none of them are like on base guys. None of them are hitting high for average right now. So this is kind of the spot to be able to do this with when you have a supreme star like a Gunnar Henderson.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.